Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Don't forget Dimitri Graffiti later on this morning. You'll make comments about our very special in-studio guest, Ty Moore. He is the new representative for Ohio District 95 in the House, replacing that useless Don Jones. Although Ty likes Don Jones, and good for him. I'm glad it worked out for him, but... To me, Don Jones is the absolute worst. Anyway, so we've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up later on today. We got Mr. Big Willie himself calling in from his Freightliner Cascadia 125, complaining about God knows what. We'll be talking more about the Super Bowl. I hated every commercial. I really did. Hated the halftime show. I'm just so full of hate this morning. And let's see, what else? There was something else. Oh, yeah, Channel 7 and Channel 9. They're all in with Amy Acton. They're both lying about where she's from. And did you, oh, by Ty Moore, special guest here. Did you see her interview this weekend, Amy Acton, locally? Okay, she says that
I actually did see a couple pieces of it.
She says she's from the Valley. She doesn't even know what the Valley is. She thinks that this is the Mahoning Valley because she grew up in Youngstown. She's telling the local TV stations and the local idiot Democrats in Jefferson County, oh, I'm from the Valley, I'm from here. No, you're not. But the TV stations are still pretending that she is. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable to me.
So my kid brother.
Yes.
I played at Caldwell. And
yes.
My kid brother started 3 years of quarterback at Lindsley.
Yes.
I'm familiar with the Valley.
Oh.
She's not in the Valley.
No, of course not.
And the Valley's a little rougher, a little grittier, a little meaner.
Yeah, and kinder to human beings. This COVID queen, the misery that she caused people, honest to God, there's a special place in hell for her, Anthony Fauci, Birx, the CDC, the World Health Organization. Don't get me started on this stuff. But Amy Acton, the COVID queen. Oh, I'm from the Valley here. No, you're not. Anyway, so there's that. My sources tell me that you picked up your wife at Jambo. Talk about that. Was she drunk?
I think we both were, to be quite honest. But yeah. I met my wife at Jamboree in the Hills, and we were at the Blue Bee. And I attended a lot of Jamboree in the Hills.
The Blue Bee.
They used to have big places where they'd have flags. So the A's were in the front, and then the B's were the second row back.
Oh.
So we were always at... the Big Blue Bee. That's just where our group ran in.
Yeah.
And I was one of the guys that always ran in. No shirt, throw my cleats on, have two tarps. I was the guy.
Oh,
and I always ran in.
The redneck run.
And the redneck run. And then all the big boys behind me that I played football with would bring the coolers. Because, you know, we were... Myself, a couple running backs, we were fast, and we would run in, but we would always get the Blue Bee.
Why?
And
why the Blue Bee?
Because we were on the corner,
yeah.
And the Blue Bee on the corner was you could see people walking in front of you,
yeah.
And people walking to the side of you with the stage in front of you. So yeah. You're right on the corner. It was primo territory. Everybody thought they had to be down front, but no. The Blue Bee was perfect.
So... The woman who ended up being your wife, was she passed out or was she drunk or what was the story there?
She was wearing a cowboy hat and she's a redhead. And
I like redheads.
My dad's mother used to go to Jamboree in the Hills as well.
Yeah.
So my dad would bring some of his friends and I was standing there with my dad and one of his friends. And I said, you see the redhead with the cowboy hat right there? I said, you guys aren't going to believe this, but that's going to be my wife one day. And bingo. It worked out. I've been married, I think, 26 years, Dimitri.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's a hell of a story.
So my Belmont County connection is that I always say that my grandparents, back in the 20s, my grandmother, had a general store, her parents.
Where?
Thornberry's. It was in Belmont.
Yeah.
And still standing to this day. It's just an old building now, but it was back in the 20s, a general store called Thornberry's. My father... big Belmont County guy. He actually has a cabin in Epworth Park. It's not a cabin, it's a cottage.
Why do you say he's a big Belmont County guy, your dad?
Because of my grandmother having the general store.
Oh.
So that's the reason. So okay. Belmont's always been kind of close to his heart.
Is your wife from Belmont County? Where
no,
is she from?
My wife graduated from Buckeye Trail, Guernsey County.
Okay.
And I'm a Caldwell kid, so I'm born and raised in Noble County. The only time I ever left was to go to college. And I came back and worked in my family's business.
What was the wildest thing you ever saw at Jambo?
I mean, I could name 100.
Name one, the first one that comes to your mind.
I had a girl sit down on my lawn chair and used it for a restroom. That's probably the wildest thing I've
She
saw.
Took a piss on your chair?
She went to the restroom, number one, in my lawn chair.
Ow!
That's a true story.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
That's a true story.
So what happened then?
We took a bunch of beers and soaked it off.
Of course.
To maneuver it. And then we thought it was okay to sit down.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're drunk. What are you?
Yeah. And my favorite story about Jamboree.
Yes.
We always took a guy in by the name of Dave Reed. And Dave Reed played for the 81 Browns, who was a Caldwell guy. And Dave Reed was about 6'6", 290.
Offensive lineman or no?
A defensive tackle.
Oh.
And he played at Muskingum. And he just had that big body on him.
Yeah.
And because he had that big body on him, he got drafted by the Browns because they thought they could – maneuver him in because they love guys with big frames. But you had Big Reed at the Big Blue B.
Wow.
Nobody was going to mess with him.
Oh, wow.
And it was perfect.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Do you have lots of pictures?
I do.
You should post them.
I do. I have lots of pictures.
Jambo, you know, thing. Because now, you know, with representing us, I think that'd be great.
My mother was a big camera person. So my mother always took a lot of pictures. And to this day, we laugh because we go back through the old Jamboree in the Hills pictures.
Yeah.
That are so, so funny.
You start posting them on Facebook, and people are going to start liking you even though you like Don Jones. I tell you. I'm telling you. I think it's a winner.
That's always the cherry on the top with Belmont County with me, is that I met my wife at Jamboree in the Hills.
Oh, that is great. Yeah. That is great. What does she do?
My wife is a school teacher at John Glenn.
At John Glenn?
31 years. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And both my kids, who were born and raised in Noble County, went to John Glenn. So try to think about this. Try to win an election as a county commissioner and your kids don't even go in the school district. It was rough because I had a lot of people get real heavy with me on that.
Why were they not going to a school?
Only two schools in Noble County. It was
right.
Caldwell and Shenandoah. And when my kids were young, my wife would get up at 5 in the morning and at 5:30 she's off to school. And she would get home every night around 7:15. So if the kids did not go to school with her, she would see them on the ride up.
So she brought them to school with her.
She brought them to school.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. You get a pass on that. You get a pass on that.
It was the mom thing.
Okay. I got to ask you here about this football thing that you do with the your sportscasters, a play-by-play. You do color, right?
I do color.
Okay. And this is Marietta College, right?
I do Marietta College and a lot of high school.
Okay. So Marietta College. Let's see how good you know Marietta College.
All right.
Legendary football player, Marietta College.
Dante Walker.
Close. All sorts of awards, everything you could possibly imagine. Defensive player now plays for the Wheeling Ironmen.
It's not Tanner Clark. Tanner Clark is one of their best running backs. I do not know who that is.
Are you sure that you did color for Marietta?
I am. And I'll tell you, they had
Chance
a linebacker.
Knight.
I did not know that.
You don't know Chance Knight?
Well, I'll tell you, Demetri, when I say I do color for Marietta College football,
yes.
I probably was reeled in about 3 games. We don't do every football game.
Hold on a second. I'll teach you about Chance Knight. Here,
I'd love to hear about Chance Knight.
Well, you damn well better now. Okay, here's Gemini. Chance Knight was a standout football player for Marietta College. He played as a defensive lineman, specifically defensive tackle, defensive end, for the Pioneers, and is regarded as one of the most decorated players in the program's history. Career highlights at Marietta College. Color. You. All-American honors. He was named a first-team All-American by multiple organizations, including AFCA and blah, 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 blah. Smart guy, 3.60 GPA. How do you not know Chance Knight? You do color for Marietta, for God's sake.
I do.
I saw this resume, and I thought, let's talk about Chance Knight. Unbelievable.
And I think I do remember Chance Knight, because he was very good.
Now he remembers. Oh, yeah, because you just talked about him 12 seconds ago. I remember
You know what, Demetri? The reason I love you is I try to learn something new every single day of my life.
Yeah.
And right there's a good one for me.
Oh, my God. Nice recovery. Doesn't really work, but nice recovery. All right, so let's get down to brass tacks. What is the most important bill right now in the legislature?
The most important bill. We've been off the whole month of January.
What do you think is the most important bill in the legislature?
Well, I mean, right now we need to work on getting our taxes down.
What does that mean?
That means we need to – we had 5 bills go through the House of Representatives that we went through, and actually the governor vetoed those. But it's to help the local people. I've got to hit my constituents, and ask them what helps the 95th district. In my opinion, infrastructure and lower taxes. I think Ohio is one of the most taxed states in the United States.
What's the bill that's in there right now that we need to keep our eye on?
House Bill 186.
And what is that?
That's a flat tax. There's
a flat sales tax or a flat income tax?
Flat property tax.
Flat property tax?
Your property tax at 2.75 is a flat tax right now. So that's when you
the rate is the rate is the same.
Yes.
All right.
And that's because it has to stay the same for everyone, whether you're lower class, middle class, or upper class.
Is that one of those original ones that you can't vote on, that the citizens can't vote on?
Well, I mean,
there are different levels of taxation, real estate taxes. There's a bottom one, and then there's one that you can vote on, right?
No, that's not the way I understand it, Demetri. Okay. I'm not saying you're wrong or right, but that's not the way I understand it. Across the board, it's going to be 2.75.
Okay.
So there's one. I mean, the biggest thing we probably need to worry about right now is property taxes. And that's what everyone hits me up about in the 95th District, whether it's going to go through and be on the November ballot or not. That's the big thing with me is property taxes.
All right. So when you say go through and be on the ballot, what are you talking about? This bill?
No, it's what the people are doing right now throughout the state of Ohio trying to get signatures, which I think they need 470,000 signatures to get on the ballot in November to eliminate property tax.
So abolishing the real estate tax in Ohio from removing it from the state constitution. This is what we're talking about. Is that right? Abolishing the real estate tax.
It would be the property tax, not the real estate. Yes, the real estate tax, property tax.
Isn't that the same thing?
Same thing.
Okay.
Same thing.
All right.
Same thing.
Did you sign the petition?
I did not.
Why not?
Being a county commissioner for 9 years in Noble County. So Noble County has 14,453 people in it. 2,500 of those are incarcerated. So it's a double-edged sword for me. And a double-edged sword being that we have three levies in Noble County right now. We have a senior citizens levy. We have an emergency levy. We have an ambulance levy. So if the property tax goes away, your levies go away. And to me, it would hurt the cops. I think it hurts every emergency management system. And my thing is that if I look at my taxes, and right now I signed the bill, and it went away, and we rose up as people, it would save me $1,900. I don't know how much it's going to save you on your end, but
Real estate taxes?
For real estate taxes. That's what I pay for real estate taxes.
Oh, it's much, much higher here, my friend. Yeah. much higher here.
In Noble County, I'm paying $1,900. So
how big is your house? How much land do you have?
7 acres.
Oh, wow.
7 acres, small house.
Oh, what do you say, small house, 3 bedroom, 2 bath?
Three bedrooms. I paid $80,000 for my house.
What's it worth now,
25
though?
25 years ago.
Oh, so it's worth $500,000 now.
Definitely not worth $500,000, but I live in a small house. I'm from a small community. But my thing about it is, and I think of it like this. Let's say, and we have an ambulance service in Noble County and an ambulance levy. So we had enough money when I was a commissioner there. Instead of usually we ran one ambulance because it's in a small county. We had enough money to run two ambulances. So I say that, you know, if somebody's having a heart attack in Batesville, all right, which is in the upper part of Noble County, and let's say my kid out of my house, a pink elephant comes and steps on his leg and he's bleeding out. But because I saved $1,900 on my property taxes and the ambulance is in Batesville and can't get back to my kid, who's that on?
Well, you've got $1,900 more to pay for a subscription service for an ambulance. Everybody's going to have that much more money to spend. Also, with the levies, these three levies, okay, they go away because it's real estate, and just replace them with a flat tax. Have voted. Say, ambulance service for Noble County, let's say. The tax is going to be $100 per household vote, yes or no. So you just
replace
it.
So you replace it with sales tax?
Well, or a flat fee, but just not real estate. But to just replace them, for heaven's sakes.
I mean, I would certainly look into that. Like I say, it's a double-edged sword for me because I want to do what the people want to do. If the people voted in, then I'm going to have to figure out in Columbus with everyone else of actually how we're going to pay for that. You know what I mean? And I think
Your budget doubled in, 15 years in Columbus, right? The state budget.
The budget right now is $60 billion.
All right. 15 years ago was half of that or something
And coming from a commissioner.
Yeah.
When I first went in as a commissioner, our budget was, I think, $3.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually $11.5 million now, so it's definitely going up.
Okay, so for the total budget of $60 billion, is that right, for Ohio?
$60 billion is the budget for 26-27. For the state of Ohio.
All right.
And then you throw some federal dollars in on top of that, which is always mixed in on that.
What's the big pot? What is the grand total, the big pot, the biggest, biggest number for the state of Ohio?
As in the whole
everything.
Thing?
Yeah, the whole enchilada.
$100 million.
$100 billion. $100 billion. Okay.
Yes.
And you can't find money?
Maybe south of that.
And you can't find money to replace the real estate taxes?
You know what?
Really? We'll talk about that. I'll hold that thought. You got to take a short break here. You might want to make a note to organize your thoughts. More with our very special guest. Let me just get his name again. It's Ty Moore, and he is representing the 95th District, so stay tuned.